The Vet Hospital on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.
So, talking to us today about Christmas and pets and all the drama that goes with it, I've come along to the Vet Hospital in Harrogate and I'm here talking to Bob Partridge. Hello, Bob.
Hi, good to see you again.
So, Christmas is a busy time for everybody. The house is probably going to be full of family, there's going to be all sorts of things around. What are the concerns that we need to be aware of with regards to pets and Christmas time?
Well, it's a number of things we can get, and one of the common things, of course, is we have lots of toys, and these are great fun for us, but also they can be great fun for our pets as well. And it's not infrequent that we end up with them chewing on things and then bits and pieces of a toy ending up lodged inside their stomachs or in their intestines. And this can be a real challenge. You know, sometimes we have to go in with endoscopes, but also sometimes it has to be surgery. So we're ending up having to open up our pets' tummies, and we really don't want to be doing this in the middle of Christmas time.
No.
So let's see if we can avoid those and just look after our toys and be careful with them and make sure that they're put away tidily. And I'm sure all the parents would be delighted to hear that message as well.
Yeah, definitely. A few hours of chaos. Let's make it less chaotic. Pick everything up off the floor. What other things are we should be aware of?
Well, there's lots and lots of toxins, and these are poisons, and a lot of the things we think of as being very trivial. And you may remember there was a Christmas advert where people were feeding little bits of Christmas cake to their pets. This is a real no-no, absolute no-no. Never, ever, ever give grapes or raisins or even sultanas to your dogs. They can be lethally toxic. They can cause real, real problems, and at very, very tiny levels. You know, sometimes dogs can get away with it, but sometimes other dogs, for the same ingestion, can actually die from that problem. So it's really serious.
Is it a chemical in the fruit, or is it...
No one's completely certain exactly what causes the problem, but we do know that we can end up with kidney failure very, very quickly from it.
Okay, no raisins, grapes or sultanas for the pets. And what else should there be that we need to be aware of and looking out for?
Well, we all love Christmas, and we all love having Christmas chocolates. And the problem with Christmas chocolates is that our pets love eating them as well. And this can be, again, it sounds like I'm a real misery here, doesn't it? A real Grinch of Christmas. But they can be a problem for our pets. And it's the active ingredients, the theobromines in the chocolate, that can give our pets lots of problems. And that can be a real issue to them. And the better the quality chocolate, and we always try and splash out on good quality chocolates at Christmas, the better the quality chocolate, the more poison is in them and the worse it is for our pets. So again, be very, very careful. Chocolates for yourselves, in moderation of course, but not for our pets, please.
I know I always had to be aware when there were dogs around of the ones you tie on Christmas trees, because if you put them any lower than sort of hip height, they are going to get them.
Absolutely. And of course, our cats love destroying our Christmas trees as well. As far as they're concerned, this is just a new play activity centre for them. And climbing up the trees is half the fun for them.
Not half the fun for the Christmas tree, though.
No, unfortunately not. Thinking about the sort of decorations and things that we have in our house, a lot of people like to have lilies in the house. And lilies, again, can be very, very poisonous, especially to cats. And we, again, can have kidney problems with those, and they need intensive treatment. They'll need to come in, be placed on drips, and have high-intensity fluids. But even with that, sometimes we can lose them, despite our very, very best efforts. So be very, very careful. Lilies are beautiful flowers, but we need to make sure they're kept well away from our cats.
That's something for all throughout the year, isn't it? Not just Christmas.
Absolutely. But as I say, at Christmas time, often it'll have little lily decorations there. And of course, we always like a little tipple at Christmas. Well, most of us like a little tipple at Christmas. And whilst alcohol, trace of alcohol is great, it can also be, our pets respond to alcohol a lot more powerfully than we do. And again, it can cause some problems.
So that's something I imagine if you've got the whole family round, you've not got enough tables to put your drinks on, if any of those are on the floor, little doggy comes along, it's very easy for them to have a quick glass of wine, isn't it?
Well, it's more the sort of the snifter of a bit of brandy, and licking the brandy glass out is where we need to be careful, I think, with that.
Okay, yeah, so do I.
But of course, after a tipple of alcohol, sometimes we feel the problems the day afterwards, and we're reaching for the ibuprofen and the paracetamol. And again, those can be problems for our pets. The dosages that they take can be very, very high, and they can cause real issues. So please, yes, take your paracetamol if you need it. Mm. Hopefully you won't do, because you won't have overindulged too much. But take your paracetamol, but just make sure there isn't one left in the wrapper that drops on the floor. After Christmas, you know, we're always feeling a bit guilty. We're trying to lose a little bit of weight and thinking about, well, we'll use our low-calorie products. And so we think about using sweeteners. And xylitol is one of the main ingredients of many of our sweeteners. And that, again, can be a huge issue, because what happens is our dogs and cats don't understand, or their bodies don't understand, the way that the sweetener's working. And as far as they're concerned, it upsets their glucose metabolism completely, and the glucose level just goes through the floor. And so it's like being in a diabetic coma for them, and they have real, real problems with that.
It seems like with most of these things that are poisonous to our pets, it's the same sort of lesson, really. Keep them above where your pets are, keep them away from where they're going to be, and keep a constant eye on what they've got access to.
Yeah, it's being aware that there's so many things in the house that can be a problem. Keeping them away from our pets, keeping them out of harm's reach, but also just being aware of the problems and staying calm, keeping calm, being aware of the situation. If you have any concerns, then contact your vet immediately and take their advice. Don't try and make our pets vomit unless you've been given specific advice, you know, to do that, because that can actually cause problems by itself.
If somebody wants to talk to you, Bob, or somebody else from the vet hospital, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you here?
You can contact us on 01 423 56 1414. And because we're a veterinary hospital, it means there's nurses on the premises 24 hours a day. Even Christmas Day, there's going to be nurses on the premises looking after our inpatients. And they're a fantastically dedicated team, you know, giving up their Christmas to be able to look after the pets for us. So, yeah, fantastic team, and 01 423 56 1414, or you can have a look at our website, www.vethospital.com.
Fantastic. Bob, thank you very much, and Merry Christmas to you and all the pets out there.
That's great. I know it sounds like I've been in a real misery today, but yes, as everybody else is, looking forward to Christmas, but let's make it a happy and healthy Christmas and an even better new year.
The Vet Hospital on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.